USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
More than 92 million Americans have already cast their ballot in early voting around the country, with Hawaii and Texas already eclipsing their 2016 overall vote totals. So what can we expect on Election Day proper? Republican National Committee Chair Ronna McDaniel believes Republicans will show up for in-person voting. She tells CBS's Face the Nation that a surge on Tuesday will bring a second term for President Trump.
We feel very strong that we have a surge coming on Election Day. We've also built the best ground game in history with 2.5 million volunteers and 3,000 staff on the ground. And we are contacting these voters right now, all weekend, through the next few days to make sure they turn out to vote. But he's exactly right. The margins are going to be based on that Election Day turnout, and Republicans will have a surge that day. We're going to have that, and that's why we're going to win.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Florida elections officials have stopped a scheme to register dead people as new voters. Tim Berg has the story from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau.
A person tried to register dozens of dead people as new voters in Broward County, Florida, with mail-in applications. The person from Columbia, South Carolina, submitted over 50 new voter applications with 19 envelopes in the same handwriting to the Broward Election Office in July. Staff in the election office flagged and turned over the suspicious applications to the state attorney's office. A follow-up investigation uncovered that most of the persons named in the applications listed as Democrats were deceased.
Tropical Storm Eta continues to gather steam in the Central Caribbean Sea. The season's 28th named storm is expected to strengthen into a hurricane Monday, and forecasters expect it to hit the northeastern coast of Nicaragua on Tuesday. Eta has tied a record for the most named storms in a single hurricane season. 2020 now shares the record with 2005. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
A man was rescued from a collapsed building in Turkey 33 hours after an earthquake struck the area. Lance Pry has the story from the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau.
A 70-year-old man was pulled from the rubble of a destroyed building in western Turkey early on Sunday after being buried under the debris for 33 hours. A powerful earthquake struck the country's Aegean coast and Greek islands on Friday. The death toll from the 6.9 quake rose to 51. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Will new voters from out of state help turn Texas blue?
The term used here is Californication, and it's what seems to be happening in this typically red state. A large majority of new voters are from Democrat-run states. They're moving into Texas for a better life and to escape the high cost of homes and taxes where they come from. Will they bring blue votes with them, or will Texas's still affordable way of life have them seeing red? Early voting alone in Texas is higher than the total that voted altogether in the 2016 presidential election. So Tuesday in Texas could be a toss-up. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
And the favorite to take home NASCAR's championship has been bounced from the playoffs. Kevin Harvick won 9 races during the year and the regular season crown, but after a 17th place finish Sunday in Martinsville, Harvick is 8 points shy of a spot in the final four in next week's finale at Phoenix. Sunday's race winner Chase Elliott, Brad Keselowski, Joey Logano, and Denny Hamlin will race for the title next Sunday. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.